You're in a YouTube short or a short form clip answering a question that somebody already asked you. You can imagine how many people are Googling ChatGPTing that same question. By creating a YouTube short, you now have the ability to appear in that search result. Whereas before, if you only posted it as a text post on LinkedIn, it will never appear in that search result, right? So that's
yeah,
the
it's in a feed and it's gone, you know?
It's in a feed and it's gone. Social media is short term. YouTube, long form is long term, short form is short term, essentially, right? And now that does beg the question, well, okay, if short form is short term, then why are you making YouTube shorts? Well, that's different. YouTube, I have that, how many shorts now, right? 2, 3, 4 shorts now, Jack, that continue to get views that are 8 months old, 12 months old, 2 years old, because they are relevant, right? And so they're still relevant.
Oh, it's more than that. Yeah. So when once you start, just as a quick aside, once you start posting more, you'll see if you go in your analytics in your YouTube studio, you can look at how many views you get in the past 48 hours, and you'll see videos that are from a couple weeks ago. Okay, sure, maybe it's still a little bit relevant, but you'll see stuff that's from 4 or 5 months ago, and it'll hit a spike where you'll get 20 or 25 views on that, but you have 200-300 videos, and you start getting more people going through more stuff. And if people do want to binge more stuff, there's more stuff available. So that really starts to cascade for anybody that starts to get excited about, you know, sort of collecting these numbers. And YouTube Studio gives you a lot of great insight into that. And when it's going well, it's great to look at.
Yeah,
Yes, if they do a good job of cycling those videos, and if somebody likes something that you create, YouTube goes, great, I want to keep them on this website. And this is something they just told me that they like. So I'm going to work for you and recommend other content as well. So the more that they have, the further down that hole they could fall, the better. And it really does start to add up after a while.
Truth. Yes, it's compounding, right? So that's when I talk to my finance guys, I'm like, yeah, this is what you preach. It's the same thing.
It's really similar to that. Yeah.
It's boring today. You make some content today. You post it. Now, here's the cool thing about shorts, though. You're probably going to get at least after a few couple months, you're at least going to get a couple hundred views in maybe the first day. So maybe that's exciting. But this stuff takes time. Same thing with the best investments take the longest time, right? So this is not necessarily the most exciting engagement or feedback. This is not instantaneous, right? But hey, if you're doing a short a day, though, it actually can be. So we can talk about that too. But all right, so we know why we're going to do it. I'm not posting shorts right now. Imagine, like, you know, that's me. I'm the listener. I'm in that scenario. How do we do it, right? Do I have to make it TikTok style? Am I carving out time to just do a bunch of 1 minute videos? You know, what do you think is the best way for somebody who's already a business owner? They already have all these other things going on to start making these shorts, the best kind of format to go about that.
There's two ways you can approach it. And it depends on the way that you like to work. The first is you can batch it. So that's what we call it, a content interview, where we sit down with our clients that we do clip service with, and we do it once a month for 30 minutes. So I'll get like 20 questions, 20 responses, and around a minute a piece, give or take, right? You're at about 30 minutes. And our rule of thumb is we do 5 shorts a week. So for each weekday. So that's kind of like our baseline level that we'd like to be at. That works for most people, batching it, getting it all done, and then it's done for the month. But there's also opportunities to get clips from client calls. There could be other podcasts that you're guests on. There's clips everywhere. I mean, even Ryan and I will have these conversations when we're planning to make a video like this, or when we're just having one of our weekly calls and catching up on everything. We'll have a little back and forth and have a little discussion based off something that a client said or a problem that we're having. And it really is a clippable moment. You would be surprised. I don't know if that's like a cliche, Ryan, or some people roll their eyes like, yeah, right. Like, people just say this in podcasting that there is stuff everywhere, but there is. So that's the second way to do it, is that you can look around and you can put it together that way as well. Whether that's annoying for you, or that's a big pain point, like everything is just shoved into one Google Drive folder to go through it is annoying, then that's probably not for you. And you just start, I would start fresh and batch. But there's lots of stuff lying around if you look around too. And if you're already guesting too, that's a great place to start too. Whatever show that you're on, you grab that long form and you can put that in Opus and have AI clip that up for you. You can have a VA clip it up for you, or even a video editor do some basic clips for you, you know? So that's all there independent of you really doing anything, of you recording solo.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I almost would rather just do it all that way, you know? I mean, and listen, I'll just talk about what I do. I make 4 episodes, podcast episodes a month, of course, which is pretty high level, right? Not everybody's doing that or capable of doing that. Psycho. But that's what I've always done, and that's that's what we do, so that's what I have to do, you know? That's what we do. But I also I'm changing the oil on my motorcycle. Okay, let me record a video. Mm-hmm. Send it to Jack. Jack gets it up on the shorts. I'm getting interviewed at a networking event. I asked the guy, send me the raw video, send it to the editor. He creates 2 clips. Boom, there's 2 shorts there. I'm on a podcast.
Yeah.
There's a 45-minute long video of me on that podcast where I'm talking 70% of the time. Here you go. These are all things I'm already doing, right? Like, so that's the other benefit of shorts. Regardless of the 4 podcast episodes a month that I take time to strategize and record and script and ideate and all that, you don't even need all that. You could get up to 20. We're talking about one at the highest extent, one short per day, 60 seconds per day. If you're a business owner, if you're taking Zoom calls, it's over. All you do is record your side. Then you clip yourself talking. You are never giving better advice than if you're on a call with a prospect or a client. Just record your side of it. So that's the thing. You're already creating content. You're just not recording it. And I'm not saying go out in Starbucks or the airport and record yourself with a clip on mic like you're Gary Vee. That's cringe. Don't do that. That's weird. You don't have to do that. Legit is cringe and weird. You don't have to do that. Just do it where you're already talking. And the person on the other side might not even know you're recording yourself. That's okay, right? So there's all of these opportunities to do it. But coming back to what you said, Jack, here's the form. If you want more of a formalized way, or you want to batch it all together, right?
Yeah.
Have a VA. This is what we have a service for this, right? It's called Clip Service. We interview. Jack interviews you once a month. Then we pull all the clips and post them for you. Or have your VA do it. Or have your co-host do it. Have your partner in your business do it. Have one of your employees do it. It's easy. It can be easy, and you can get 1 clip per minute almost by doing it that way. And you're only talking about things that you already know.
I mean, I'll dumb it down another level. You can even get on GPT and you can get a list of 10 to 15 to 20 questions there that you can either ideate off. If that makes you nervous, then you can say, okay, these are the areas I want to mine at, so that you're not just staring at a blank page. Or you just grab the questions, which is fine. That's your material. And then just respond to it. There's really nothing else. We have a couple clients that have literal teleprompters. Teleprompters.
I thought you were going to say teleportal. I'm like, teleportal? That sounds interesting. Yes. I'm going to go
interdimensional. They can teleport, and it's really, it's really uncanny. But they have teleprompters, and it's more the clips that they make are more, they're stiffer, and they don't enjoy it. I see it. I see them saying, I don't want to do this anymore, literally saying that. So it's really a lot more simple than people think. A lot of this stuff is going to be things that you're talking about. If you're a CFP, you know, somebody asking about their 401k or asking about how much they need to save for retirement, or asking any 4 of the 5 questions that they ask around tax season, that's stuff that you respond to a lot. That's how you respond in these clips. Okay. So we're exporting that information out there. So then somebody searching, hey, I've got a 401k from another job and I don't know what's going on with it. How do I do that? And then your video shows up in shorts. Missing 401k? Here's how you can find it. And it's you talking about how you can use that government service to like look up a 401k. So it's really a lot more simple than people think to just get on there and record. And we have, when the people that do clip service with us, we get comments where people are saying, could you link the full episode that this is from? And really, it's just me asking them a question and them responding. And I just clip that moment of them responding. And that's what we use. And people all the time, like I said, will say like, where is this from? Which full episode can I like? And they'll get annoyed. Like, why can't I ever find the full episodes for these? So there's nothing to indicate, right, that like you're cheating or he's just doing clips. Somebody get over here. Again, a really, really good in-between option. 30 minutes to an hour a month. And there's tons of AI services that can clip this up for you and caption it, which is 90% of it. And you can even, you know, kind of clean it up a little bit without kind of bleeding into another area that you don't want to go, where you're a video editor now. It's really easy. It really, really is. But if you want a little bit of help to take off, you know, to cut some of the slack, That's possible too. But yeah, it's really less complicated than people think, Ryan. You don't need a script. You don't need to plan these out that much. A lot of these should be FAQs. A lot of these should be things that you're hearing a lot because by design, we want this to be things that people are typing into Google or just problems that people are facing often. Like we want to be in
Yes.
these areas of discussion.
I also found, since this is where we're at in the episode too, because I know that for our advisor folks, this is super relevant. Well, I mean, the natural next question is, yeah, this is all cool, but compliance. So I found the workaround because now we've found many workarounds, but this one is for, imagine your compliance is, you know, Guantanamo and it's, you know, you're completely locked and I mean, we can't do anything. Okay. So the maximum compliance, I've seen compliance say like no. Now I've seen them say just no to it all, right? I get that. Maybe that is happening. In which case, feel free to bring me in. I know how to get around these things. Now, I'm happy to help. But if that is not the case and your compliance says, okay, but here's how you have to do it. How they're going to tell you to do it is send us the script of what you're going to say, and then we'll approve it, and then you can go record it, and then we'll actually approve that video. Now, that, of course, is insane, but let's play
And
the
they don't
game.
even want to do that.
They don't even want it.
That's the
That's why I'm
thing.
saying, like,
Like,
create
nobody wants
things.
to participate.
There's nobody. Let's create this. Let's make this as hard for everybody as possible.
They
But
create it and then they resent you
right,
for a system they've
they're
created.
like, here's how you do it, and then you do it, and they're like, I can't believe you're doing this. Like, we don't even want you to do this. But it's okay. We can't, compliance can't be the enemy because we need them. They're the lifeblood. So they're the final gatekeeper, the final boss, right? Is compliance. So here's how you do it. This is the exact same way they want you to do it, but it's 10 times better. You do what we suggest, which is you do content interview, co-hosted, get two advisors on one Zoom call or one Riverside recording or whatever. Then you go and you go through, you talk, right? You do a podcast essentially, right? About whatever topics, 401k, pension, whatever you want. Then you go and you find the clip moments in that recording you just did. You take the transcript of those moments and send them to compliance as scripts. So you go to compliance, you say, here's the scripts. Compliance says, okay. They don't know the difference between a script and a transcript. Compliance goes, okay, cool. We approved your scripts. And then you go and actually make the clips. You send them the clips. Compliance goes, okay, approved. And now you don't have to script. Same exact format. You just record you saying it first, send the transcript as a script, and then have them approve the final video.
I mean, look, ultimately, there is a path forward with all this because CFPs go on podcasts. Podcasts have been around for a very long time now. They go and they guest on podcasts, and nobody is going to script every single word that they do on a guest podcast. Maybe that's possible for some psychos that do solos. It's not possible for when you're guesting. So if there is something in the script that they don't like, if there is a clip that they don't like, the beauty is there is stuff that we could toss aside because ideally we're getting like 20 or 25 clips, right? But there's this general fear of we're doing something that's a little bit outside of our comfort zone and what we usually do, that something bad will happen. And it's like really, once they see that you're just kind of saying normal stuff that you would say to a client, everyone sort of settles down. So a lot of it too is just getting used to just a different medium, that this is different from billboards, from newspapers, from direct mail, and all the stuff that they've been used to for the last millennia or century. Centuries of 100 years. But yeah, the last century. But yeah, it's just lagged behind. And you and I have talked about this before. We're going to do another video on sort of like industries, like if they were Mortal Kombat characters, like what are their strengths, weaknesses, like, you know, personality traits, stuff like that. And that's the thing with CFPs and financial advising in general, is that it's very slow to turn around to video content and content that is just not text or a photo. So there is a path forward though. We work with a lot of compliance teams that will just take the whole video and look at it that way, and some that need to take the clips piecemeal. But there is a path forward. There totally is. So the script thing that Ryan's talking about does help because they can at least see the script and see like if there's anything they can flag, then cool, we can throw it away. They're all individualized pieces of content, which makes it good. So if there's anything where they're like, you're promising, but you can't say that you're going to give everyone that watches this video $1 million. That's crazy. And be like, well, just we won't use that clip.
Exactly.
That's all you have to do.
That's the thing. If they can approve writing, then they can approve a transcript. It's that simple. So
it's the same thing. Yeah, it's the same thing.
You just speak their language. That's all you got to do. What I've realized with compliance is, like, as long as we just speak their language, we're good to go. And so there's options. If you don't have compliance, then you're not even still listening to this episode probably, and you're good. Then you could do everything. You have the world. Your world is your oyster. Any other notes on that? Because I think we covered why you would do it. We covered how to do it. And then we even covered compliance. In further episodes, we're going to go through the funnel. I have the YouTube Shorts funnel. I have the YouTube long form funnel. I mean, you can get clients from this thing, right? We're not there yet. But once you start, then that's what happens. That's the next phase. Is there anything else that you want to touch on for Shorts?
We could do some FAQs real quick. We could just do some stuff that we get asked a lot with Shorts in general and clip making in general. One thing right off the top of my head, this could be a little bit fun too, because we could get kind of opinionated here. Logos.
Oh, yeah.
Where do you fall on those, Ryan? We're of the same mind of that, so I'll let you take this one first.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing.
Your company logo, your podcast logo in the corner of the clip, or in the bottom right corner or whatever. That's what we're talking about.
Because I was going to go deeper, but I was going to go full tyrant. Here's the things to never include, right? But let me just talk about the logo. If you want to put it on there, go for it. It's not going to make a difference. It's going to make people not want to watch. It's going to make it seem corporate. It's going to make it seem like there's some kind of company attached to it. My whole thing is about the feeling of the short. And my goal is to get people to watch the short. Having a logo, company logo on your short does not make people want to watch it. And if you could prove that, then let me know. But I just know that it's a fact. So that's my whole thing. It's not about taste or opinion. It's literally just about the fact that people will watch stuff if there's not logos on it. I just think they'll watch it longer. That's my whole thing.
I don't understand the downside of not having it, especially if it's a podcast logo.
Can I give you a case as to why I think, which is, I think I call it, this is like geezer branding. Right? This is old head branding.
Well, consistent branding, right?
That's like what I'm saying. That's why they want it. Because everything we make has to have a logo. Logo on everything. Logo on coffee cup. Logo on shirt. Logo on car. Logo on... So then, wait, what? I'm paying you guys to make hundreds of shorts a year and you're not going to put my logo on it? That's the vibe. But we're not respecting the platform. That's the reason why you wouldn't do it. But I understand why they would, because they do it with everything. Old head... marketing is logos era. It's logo everywhere. The whole business is the logo, right?
And logos, we don't know how much. We know that algorithms don't love logos, but we don't know how much they hate them. And that is enough to make me nervous, to where I'm like, I don't see. Again, it's fine. It's not like I'm like, oh, logos, come on, mom. But you know, If it doesn't matter, I'm like, anything that it's going to look at it like, oh, what if this is a copy, or you know, or even like sometimes if you have like Opus, it'll be like, oh, there's like information there's information about like products and certain, like I get too nervous with tons of CTAs with a logo with like too many like that was overlays gonna be, or so stuff that's floating over the
that's my pet peeve for you, so which is
I don't know, so CTAs. I'm like, I don't include it. Yeah. Oh, God.
Where are we at?
Yeah.
CTAs. I'm going to pitch them on buying my book at the end of this YouTube short, Jack. Good or bad decision?
Well, look, I mean, I think the discussion lies with like, should you include CTAs in short form content? So like a minute clip, like, should you have a CTA being a call to action? It's about as jargony as we get here at Podcast Principles, but we say it so much. So you put it in an acronym, call to action. So, subscribe. If you enjoyed this video, please subscribe. Please like the video, share it, whatever. Or it could be visit my website, or like here's like a link to book. So should you include that or should you not? I don't really think so. I think it's so difficult to get people to watch through the first 10 seconds that them getting to the end and seeing that CTA. If they get to the end and they like you, they'll go to the description and they'll find whatever links you have there. It's kind
they'll
of my
go
point
to
with
the
that.
Channel. They'll go to where the next step is.
And if it's a URL, and this might be something that my fellow millennials can identify with, but like if it's a URL, I feel like people, like, they feel better about clicking a link rather than typing something in and going back and forth and listening for it or what, like reading it in the captions. So if it's like a, yeah. if it's like a website or it's like a booking link or something like that, I just wouldn't include it. I typically don't. And then, like I said, if they love the clip and they're like, this person's great, they just nailed it, they'll go to your description and they'll find, or they'll see, you know, is your LinkedIn link so I can, you know, send you a DM or whatever. That will totally happen. So if you yeah. have like nervousness about it where you're like, I don't like doing it, I don't think it looks good, but I, if I don't include it, how are people going to find me? How are people going to know to want to do business with me? They will. It's just not that, that's not what is moving them to do it. It's not the actual you saying it. So yeah, but we've seen people with 3, 4, 5 CTAs, which is too much, way too much. Even like, hey, subscribe and hey, come. It seems silly, but people just get fatigued from being at, I mean, you have to,
Jack,
like,
we do, I mean, get let's asked, be like, 1,000
things a day, right?
Yes. And who's going to
buy this, buy that?
Why would they subscribe if you just answered their question? That's the other thing, right? So imagine I type in, like, I mean, let's use cultural because it's a common context. How to cook this, how to cook salmon, right? Or whatever. I watched the short on salmon. I learned how to cook it. I cooked it how the short taught me to cook it. Why would I subscribe? I have no new problem for you to help me solve. So it's yeah. an unnatural next step. Hey, you watch my YouTube short. Don't you want to buy a book? No, because you just, you may not, you probably didn't even solve my problem.
I had one question.
Yes.
Yeah, I had one question about taxes.
So it's all about logical next step, right? Do we get leads from YouTube? Yes. Do we get clients from YouTube? Yes. Do we get email subs from YouTube? Yes. Do they come from shorts? Maybe first, but they don't go from short to lead or short to email or short to even short to subscriber. Yes. Have much, tons of data for that. But now the point is subscriber to long form. Long form, and then I'll stop there because I'm getting into the YouTube funnel. But CTAs, I'm with you. Yes, okay. If you want to do it, one, and keep them on the platform. That's my whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's just so difficult to even get somebody to get in there and watch.
Exactly.
You know,
we're talking about 401ks here. We're talking about divorce law. We're
and
talking
that,
about
1090.
Hey, I have 6 1099 guys. How do I, man? Like, do I, can I use, can I still use, you know, whatever tax, TurboTax, if I have 1099, like, it's just, we're talking about questions that are, people are just asking and typing into Google or YouTube, and then a video appears. Like, that's the context here. We're not talking about cooking videos, you know?
These clips that you put on shorts as well, I mean, they can be on LinkedIn. And if you're somebody that writes resumes, or you're a CFP or CPA or whatever, all of that movement that you're looking for, where somebody watches the video and then they want to work with you, because, you know, maybe you like work with business owners and you're on LinkedIn and they have like a thing that they like, an ongoing thing that they need addressed. Like, that's where you can do a lot of that work, where somebody goes, I like a lot of your videos, and you can actually build a conversation or some sort of relationship or whatever with them. Yep. From there. So look at YouTube as a way to amplify your reach and to get people that before had zero chance of seeing you, because we forget that LinkedIn is a very, very, very small corner of the internet. A lot of us do tons of business through there, and that's fine. You know, you shouldn't have all your eggs in one basket, but it's, I think, you know, when it comes to LinkedIn and the type of stuff that we do, it's kind of stupid to not have a lot of eggs in that one basket. Yes. So we use YouTube as a way to amplify your reach, to get some of those Hail Mary people that are just sort of out there looking for a solution, and then maybe they like you and the way that you talk or whatever. And then to, you know, to get you on video so that people do have the opportunity, just in general as a big picture thing, to see how you are, how you break down a problem, how you speak, do you curse, do you tell jokes? You know, there's other people that want, you know, I want a CFP that's going to be a hard ass, that's going to have all of these strong opinions. There's other people that want their CFP to be more of a friend, or be more, you know, like less opinionated. So putting that out there, that's like really the most important thing, I think, is that you're just on video. You know, we can take everything else and we can kind of move it to the side if we want.
I love it, man. I think it's a perfect way to wrap it up. That is like, don't, it's so easy to get caught up into any individual aspect of this. But the reality is, this is a skill set that you will learn if you do it. Nobody can teach you this. Can we create a strategy around it? Yes. But beyond that, this is something that you learn. This is a skill that you learn, and a habit that you continue to commit to. And that's just what it is. That's what content creation is, right? So let's just boil it all down. You're not creating short form video yet. Cool. You've now gone through enough content to say, okay, I'm going to do it. Once you begin, there's no point in not just putting them on YouTube too. And that's the starting point. That's the goal.
That's really the whole thing.
That is the goal.
Yeah, we don't want to turn anybody into YouTubers because that gives us the ick too. I mean, it's not about like going on YouTube.
And listen, if you want to do that, then you got to do what I do and roast these huge celebrity people just to get views. And now you're, you know, whatever they call it, celebrity jacking or whatever. It's like, trust me, it's not, it sucks to even do it to the highest extent. It actually is not even cool. It's not even fun. This is fun. Make it so YouTube Shorts. Go to your YouTube studio. I open it up. I see 13,000 views for the month. I get my dopamine hit. See a couple comments, some of them hating, some of them supporting. Cool. That's it. That's it. It's that simple. So,
and email list signups. And that's the other thing that we'll touch on another video.
Exactly. We're going to do the whole funnel. It's coming out. As you guys know, if you don't know, Script Science, if you want to get started with this and you want more of a format to actually record these videos, it doesn't matter if it's a minute or 10 minutes or an hour. It's a script that guides you through creating these if you want to look at something before you do it, right? That's the feeling. The feeling is, yes, now I'm ready, but oh my God, how do I form my thought into more of a format so I don't feel like I'm just rambling? Script Science will do that. It's in the description or the show notes of this video or this podcast or this post. It's right down there. It's a link. You click it, you download it. It's completely free. And now you don't have that anxiety anymore as to, but what am I going to say and how am I going to say it? We do it all for you. It's there in the description. So that is it. YouTube Shorts, get started or don't. It's fine either way. But if you do, we got more episodes coming for you on that note. So thank you, Jack. Appreciate it.
I'm just so mad that you did a CTA there at the end.
You have to hire a new, you have to work for somebody else now. You have to find a new job.
No.
Oh my God.
It's all screwed up now. But no, seriously, we're allowed to do those on long forms in case anybody was feeling cute in the comments and says, hey, didn't you guys say don't do CTAs? It's stupid. It's a waste of time. And then you just did a CTA for arguably a great lead magnet, which is Script Science.
Hey, I'm not here to tell you what to do. If you do long form, drop to CTA. That's the whole point. Hopefully you found us from a short. So, all right, man. Love it. That's good. We'll catch you guys. As you know, we do this every single week. Sometimes it's me. Sometimes it's me and Jack. Sometimes it's a client. We got a client interview coming up too. And he's
sometimes it's
in
person. Sometimes it's virtual. Never know.
Summer's coming. It's going to be fun, man. We're going to get out there. I'm excited. So that's it, guys. Appreciate you. Catch you on the next one.
Appreciate it, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of the newly improved Ryan Sullivan Show. Now, since this podcast has changed, I want to get some new people in here in this kind of new ecosystem, whether it's business, entrepreneurship, podcasting, social media content. So if you know anybody who likes content like this, maybe they're just starting their brand, make sure to share it with them. That's the only thing I'm going to ask you to do here. You know the deal. If you've listened once, make sure to hit that follow and subscribe if you actually enjoyed. And finally, really would mean a lot if you could share this with at least one person so we can continue to help people grow and launch their business and their podcast. Okay, I'll catch you next week.